Hi, welcome to the Three Dog Yoga Practice Podcast.
Hey there.
Good to see you.
All right. You got sound? Are we rolling? Awesome. Cool. We've started lying down on the mat. So if you'd like to take constructive rest or Supta Baddha Konasana, Shavasana, anything goes. Just lay yourself down and let your eyes fall gently closed. Your face soften. And bring your attention to your breath moving in and out. And with each exhale, feel the back of your body. And whatever is contacting the floor or your mat. So with each inhale, let your body spread out. Take up space, decompress. And back with the exhale to feeling your body here on this mat, on this floor, dropping your awareness to the back of your body. In the inhale, you're spreading out the front and sides of your body. A few more rounds of breath, just like this. Use your breath to feel your experience here. Then you're going to bring your knees in toward your chest and give them a good hug. Pausing here, knees to chest. Reestablish that breath pattern of inhale and exhale. Recognizing that when we change position, sometimes we lose that. Right? And we're going to work through this vinyasa practice to incorporate the breath into how we move. So next inhale, you can take your arms out to the sides and cactus arms or wings. Knees to a right angle, so stack knees over hips. Good. Nice. Breathing here, tabletop. Three long, slow breaths. Right? And if you're not feeling that this is a posture that's working, send your thigh bones a little further forward. Right? If that makes you clench your teeth, congratulations, you're human. Soften your face, deepen your breath. Put the work in your abdominals instead of your jaw. Good. Really nice. Keep this alignment, this strong frame of your legs. You're going to move your knees side to side in belly twisting pose. So you can inhale to the side, exhale to center, or vice versa. But you're going to move the knees side to side as the shoulder blades in the back of your head and your arm bones stay just steady on the floor. Good. Your knees don't have to go super far from side to side. Keep your shoulder blades anchored, back of your head level, and your breath steady. Right? If you get to a point where the breath gets ragged, you're probably just going too far side to side. If you get to a point where this is feeling too easy, your knees have probably snuck a little close. So press the thigh bones forward again. Take two more rounds. Next time you're back at centers, pause. Then we're going to roll onto the right side. So you can roll onto your right shoulder and your right hip. If you want, you can put a block underneath your head that can help keep things level, or blanket or pillow underneath your head. Extend your arms straight out from your shoulder. We have book opening twist. What you're going to do is keep the hips level this time. You're going to open the left shoulder back across the mat. So the upper body takes on, this is pretty much the same thing as belly twisting pose. And you're moving back into the closed book. You're moving open with your inhale. closing the book with the exit.
Good.
And one thing to consider here, move from your chest rather than your arm, right? It'd be pretty easy to wave the arm back behind, but instead, go only as far as your rib cage will turn. We'll have one more. You can go open, and if you can, you lay your shoulder blade down. If that's not going to go at this point, no big deal. Maybe the elbow comes to the floor. Maybe the arm extends onto the floor. Mostly we're trying to get the shoulder blades to the mat. You stay, you breathe. One more breath here. Extend your left leg out. Press the left heel toward the side wall. Breath in. Breath out. Bend the knee. Come on back to center. Bring both knees in. Give them a good hug. Pause. Feel the two sides of your body here, left to right. Just take some time. See if you can be still. See if you can uncross the feet. Just hug the legs in, even kind of a centered posture. Then you're going to roll onto your left side. And arms extend from the shoulder. Open book with your inhale. Open the arm back across the mat. Shoulder blade presses down. And then exhale.
Good. And breathe in.
And breathe out.
Really nice.
Keep the steady rhythm. Continue to move from your rib cage. The arm just kind of tracks with you as you go. Open this time. And again, you're going to stay. You're going to let the right shoulder blade get heavy to the mat.
The arm get heavy to the mat. Breathe here.
One more round of breath. Empty here. And undo it. Come on back to center again. Knees to chest pose. Apanasana. And just settle into a center line. Feel the two sides of your body as you breathe in and out. And release your feet to the mat. Walk them out wide. And take nice side in windshield wiper twist. So as wide as you can take your feet. If you want to get them out onto the wood floor or the whatever floor you got going on at home. Next time you're over to the right, stay there. Take your right heel to the outside of your left thigh. Reach your arms for your back wall. You might lace your fingers, press your knuckles toward the back wall. You could catch hold of your left wrist and give a little elongation there using the right arm. Breath in. Breath out, slow release of this. Come on back to center, feet wide apart. And then knees over to the left. And again, you can reach back toward the back wall. You can lace your fingers, press the knuckles back. Catch your wrist. Extend, breathe here. On an inhale, undo it. Come on back to center. I'm going to take legs and arms up in the air. A little point and flex of the feet. And same thing of the hands. It's not really called pointing and flexing in the hands, but you get the idea. Good. Roll the hands and feet around in circles. Then reach up through all four limbs, tighten everything up. We're going to take opposite arm and leg reach. So it's right arm back and left leg forward as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, everything back up to vertical, all four limbs straight and tight. And then other side, left arm and right leg. And everything back up. Good. Moving side to side, breath in and breath out. Out. Two more. And of course, since like this one, two is one, two more is actually four more. Last round, all the limbs back up and then knees into your chest once more. Give them a good hug in. We'll take soles of the feet to the floor, knees together, constructive rest pose. We're going to take the arms back up and cross right arm under left in a big bear hug. You know, wrap your arms around, catch your shoulder blades with your hands. And we're going to rock the rib cage side to side here. So keep your hips level. Move the ribs side to side. So it's like you're giving a big bear hug and you're so excited to see this person. You're just wringing them side to side. You've had one of those hugs. Like if you have an aunt, you know, this is like a great aunt hug. Come on back to center, pause. And then we're going to do a side to side motion, but you're not going to move your rib cage. You're just going to move your shoulder blades side to side. So find shoulder blades on the back. Just let them move from side to side as the ribs stay put. Next, inhale, unwind your arms, remembering which side was crossed on top. Then do the other side. So wrapping opposite arm on top. And same idea, you're going to rock your rib cage side to side. So feel what that is. That's moving from your waist, moving from the spine, muscles around the spine. And if this feels like really good therapy for you, just keep going. Like this, if this is good, stay with it. Then we're going to just make a distinction. Coming back to center, just move your shoulder blades side to side. They can slide wide on the back. Slide side to side. Good. Back at center, undo that. Reach your arms for the ceiling. A little bird beaks of the hands. You'll roll your wrists around. Nice. And fan out the hands, jazz hands. Wiggle the fingers. Good. Yeah, shake everything here. Just good shake on the arm. Vibrations go in there. Breath in, reach up through fingertips like you're pulling the fingers out of the hands, hands out of the wrists, forearms out of the elbows. Then exhale, bring your arms down at your sides and elbows to the mat, you know, robot arms where you've got arms at your sides, fingertips pointing toward the ceiling. Press into your feet, bring your knees to line up with your ankles. We're going to take bridge, press your heels down, lift the hips high as you go. And then exhale, slowly lower down. You could hover the hips above the mat. You could put them all the way down. We'll go again. Press your feet down. Lift tailbone, sacrum, low back, as many ribs as you can get off the floor. And then slowly lower the down. Two more. One more. Slowly releasing down. We'll pause, bring knees together, hands to your center line, get a breath in. And a long, slow breath out. We'll bring knees into the chest. A little rock side to side across the low back. Let your knees float a little away from you so that you're rocking across your sacrum. Come back to center, level your sacrum, one knee in each hand. You're going to move the leg bones around so that you're going to stirring your hips with the thigh bones. You could take the hands away from this, let the legs move in bigger circles. Next time you're circling the legs, cross the right ankle outside the left thigh. Use the left leg to bring the right leg in. Then undo that and switch sides. So you've got reclined pigeon. Then undo it. We'll do it again. Right side. Pause here. I'm gonna let the legs rock over to the left. And come back to center. Undo it. Switch sides. Left ankle's crossed. We're going to rock the legs over to the right. Back to center. Unwind. Wind up again. This time, cross deeply. So right thigh bone over left, shins together. Good. And then undo it. We'll do the other side. Left leg over right. Shins together. Good. Undo that. Right leg over left. We're going to take the legs over to the left. A little twist. And back to center. Undo it. Left over right. So left knee's at center now. Then you'll take it across over to the right. And bring it back. Left knee at center. Unwind, bring both knees in toward your chest. Breath in. Long, slow breath out. And go with hips on a block. Take a moment, once you're lying on the floor, to get the block where you want it to go. So first thing, when you're on your back and the block is underneath your sacrum, we want that to feel comfortable, right? And you want your sacrum to feel level. Then when you extend your legs up, what can happen is the legs can move further toward you or away from you than they need to be. And in that case, adjust your block to get level. By the way, it's not flat, so it won't be level. It'll just feel level. And the legs feel vertical to you. It's going to be hard to see vertical. So go ahead and close your eyes. And then just gently bring your legs in toward you. And then back to find vertical. Press them away from you. That'll probably feel like you don't need to be there. Bring them back until they feel kind of weightless. If you're not finding that, you might try moving your block forward or back. Right. Just give yourself time to play with it, especially if you've never done that before. Once you're there, once you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes, you can breathe, be here. Don't lift your hips. Yeah. knees in, out to the sides, catch your shins or your heels, right? Keep your head down, keep your shoulder blades down, keep your sacrum heavy to the floor, leg bones moving downward. And get breath in, breath out. Release slowly to Shavasana. Let go and let good. When you're ready to move again, start with deepening your breath. And you'll move your awareness out through your body to your arms and legs and hands and feet. Gently move at the edges of you, a slow wave-like action of fingers and toes. Unhurried. You'll roll to your right side. And make your way up to seated. Take a moment to sit tall and spread out. Have a full round of breath in and breath all the way out and empty. On an inhale, we'll draw hands together at heart center. And then thumbs to forehead center. Really nice work, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Cool, good stuff. Well done. Have a great night. See you soon. Have fun out there. See you soon. That was great, y'all. Thanks for being here. If you'd like more information on our online or in-studio classes, visit 3dogyoga.com for our complete schedule. We'd love to see you on the mat.